Good morning, Daniel. Thanks very much for having us.
Thank you very much for your time. It's been a tough week for some in the last week with the memories, of course, of the 2013 floods returning. However, it's also sparked a conversation around Paradise Dam. What can you tell us about that?
Well, as people know, this has been a terrible event in our region's history. And, of course, it had the biggest infrastructure fail in Australia's history, started 10 years ago with the 2013 and 11 floods. It's brought back a lot of memories, and I guess it's timely to reflect and to reinforce the importance of the reinstatement of Paradise Dam. And I guess everyone's just waiting with anticipation that this job can really become a reality. It's enough talking and enough debating, and let's get on with repairing Paradise so we can get the investment security, but more importantly, the safety issues addressed at Paradise once and for all.
How long is this job going to take?
Well, they're talking about starting, you know, it's been a lot of talk. We've been pushing along, but they were talking about starting this year, and we're really keen to see the mobilisation of the workforce. So it just surprises me they didn't do it when the workforce was out there carrying out what we still question the reality of lowering the wall. But look, let's hope it starts this year, and we want it all really tidied up as quick as possible. But significant investment, significant areas of concern, but more importantly, we've got to get over this stalled investment that has come from people not being able to invest in the region because of the uncertainty of Paradise Dam. Let's hope 2023 is the year the Paradise Dam issue can be resolved once and for all.
The member for Burnett, Stephen Bennett, joins me this morning on The Big Breakfast and in some good news for the region. And I love sporting clubs. I think they are absolutely sensational. There's a whole raft of sporting grants for grabs. Can you give us some details on this?
Yeah, well, look, this is a great sport infrastructure programs. One, which has started this week, is grants between $50,000 and $415,000 for smaller club projects like lighting, ramps, you know, cycle trails, all that sort of stuff. Then we have the minor infrastructure program. Community-based sporting clubs and rec clubs can all get a part of that. And they're looking for shovel-ready projects up to $1 million will be considered. And look, it goes on about the active clubs program where smaller grants, $2,500 are available, but more importantly also that we can get the fair play vouchers for those that are open to parents and carers and guardians to make sure that people that are struggling can participate in their sport of choice. And clubs out there are all fully aware of these programs, but to have them back out there now, it's great. People should make themselves available and make sure they get onto the websites about the fair play vouchers, the minor infrastructure program, and the active clubs program. So everyone can have an opportunity to participate in sport. We know how important that is for our young people in the region.
Are they just through the government website?
Yeah, well, it's queenslandgovernment.gov.au, but under those things, Fair Play Vouchers, Minor Infrastructure Program, and Active Clubs. So if you try that in your WWs, make sure. But if you have any trouble, give our office a call. I'm more than happy to connect people with these opportunities.
And finally, what can you tell us about this new patient tax and should we be worried?
Well, I'm very worried. And, of course, we've been calling this out since November last year. And I just take it really concerned when trained professionals like the medical associations and doctors who own these clinics are telling us that they are going to have to stop bulk billing and some of them will have to shut their doors in the middle of a health crisis. I just wonder about the validity of this. And the other thing that's troubling is that we get mixed messages, not only from the Treasurer, but from these professionals. And I guess what we're trying to do here is to make sure that if there is an unintended consequence, let's just hope the arrogance of the Minister isn't what it's at play here. We need healthcare. We need our doctors and our GPs operating at full capacity. But, you know, we know that this is a new tax coming, and we've been calling it out now for a number of months. And I guess it's really coming home now to the clinics and others that are, you know, witnessing this. And I just feel so sorry for those people that are trying so hard to provide their services when these new taxes and charges get put on. And, you know, we've got to remember, we were promised no new taxes or charges, and now this is the 27th new tax that's put upon us. Yeah. And I guess right now, on top of everything else, the health crisis won't tolerate more increased charges. So, yeah, we're really concerned about this one, and we just want people to understand that bulk billing may become a thing of the past, and I think for many that will be an absolute tragedy.
It most certainly will. I know the numbers are dwindling when it comes to going to see the GP and also the bulk billing. Member for Burnett, Stephen Bennett, really do appreciate your time.
Thanks very much, Daniel.
Thank you very much. It's 1332 4BU.